Ketchikan Indian Community's new president says ensuring tribal members have access to traditional foods and medicines is among her highest priorities.
File it under sovereignty if you want, but, you know, right up there with sovereignty is our food.
Trixie Bennett Clinkett from Wrangell is the new president of Ketchikan's 6,000-member federally recognized tribe. She had previously served as the council's vice president. In her new role, Bennett says she plans to continue pushing for stricter environmental standards for mines near rivers that flow from Canada into southeast Alaska. Conservationists and tribes say mine waste threatens salmon runs in the region. Bennett says she plans to continue working with groups like Salmon Beyond Borders and the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission to push for a ban on tailings dams that hold back mine waste along cross-border rivers.
That is part of my priority, is to keep, putting some attention on that, because salmon is our way of life. It's our canary in the mine, you know, for the environment, and it just connects us in so many ways.
She says she's planning trips to Washington, D.C. and Ottawa in the coming months to keep the pressure on. Closer to home, Bennett says she plans to continue a push to have Ketchikan designated as a rural area under a federal law that governs who can participate in certain subsistence hunts and fisheries.
Access to the land equals access to our food. It's been that way. Well, my great-grandfather was chief sheikhs in Wrangell in, 1890s. And he was fighting for the same thing, access to our lands and our food. So that will continue to be a focus for me and this tribe.
As it stands, the Federal Subsistence Board considers most of Ketchikan, with the exception of Saxman, to be a non-rural area. And that means most people in Ketchikan can't hunt or fish under subsistence rules on federal lands.
We fought for the fishery to open for subsistence users on the Yunuk for Uligan every spring, and we actually won and got a little bit, you know, people could go out and get 5 gallons each, but we didn't get to go as ourselves as a community, and our tribal people weren't allowed because of that rural designation. It's just not right.
Bennett says another area of focus is addiction, mental health, and homelessness.
It all goes together. We have a lot of amazing programs and services, and a treatment center in the works that we're working on plans for. We've gotten through feasibility studies, so that's coming down the pike, and looking forward to, you know, collaborating with the rest of the community. We know it's a real need here.
Beyond that, Bennett says she plans to put to use her new business and management degree along with her experience on staff to make KIC a better place to work and get health care. Before she assumed the presidency, Bennett worked for the tribe's clinic for more than a decade. She won a seat on the tribal council in 2018. These days, she runs a small online traditional medicine store called Tongas Tonics and says she's in talks to buy another downtown business.
Delicacies like some of our shellfish, you know, and like herring roe on kelp and things, our traditional foods a lot of our people never have had, you know, into the state, you know, because they get shipped out to the highest bidder. I'd like to see more of those things offered by businesses in town.
Bennett replaces Gloria Burns as KIC president. Norm Scan, who preceded Burns, will return to council leadership as vice president. Treasurer Chaz Edwardson and Secretary Judy Leese Guthrie round out the 2022 executive committee. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.